Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Samach Hei on Masechtas Naza. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of Hamitzi Meis Betchila Mushkev Kedarkai, Noitloi Ve'es Trusasai. If a person finds a kever, a grave, of a mess that was in the Yadua, not known, and it was lying in the regular way, he may transfer the mess, but he must include the surrounding earth as well. However, Matzah, Shleisha, if he finds the kvarim of three mason within the range of 4 to 8 amas, they are considered a cemetery, and the mason may not be transferred. The case in which even for three mason, ein lahem tfusa, v'lei shchunas kvaris, even three bodies may be transferred even without the surrounding earth. The machlik is regarding the shir tfusa. The Mishnah's halacha of kol safik negoyim betchila tahar, ad shlei nizkak l'tumah. Regarding all questionable cases of leprosy, they are tahar if the kohen has not yet declared them tameh. However, mishnizkak l'tuma, sveikai tameh, he's considered tameh if the kohen had already been metamehim. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include tvusa. In the event that a mess is transferred from his grave, the surrounding earth must be taken along as well. Shchunas kvaris, when three mason are found buried within the range of 48 amas, they are considered a shchunas kvaris, a permanent cemetery, and the surrounding area must be checked for other possible kvar. Nega or basar. A nega, leprosy, that was discovered on the person's skin is tummy either through pisyon, spreading, or sar lavan, if it contains two white hairs. If the nega was pasa but then it shrunk to its initial size, it becomes tar.